Awesome. I believe that the Lord gonna say something that may be igniting us. I don't know where I'm going, what I'm about to say. I'm just turning to Holy Spirit. I turn to you. I yield to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Move on our heart, our soul tonight. We yield to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to talk about do not let your dreams die. Okay. Many of us challenges in life. We all have. We have challenge in life. Sometimes challenge is good for us, make us grow. We forget it sometimes. But need to be sometimes. But challenge sometimes we forget it. We have Jesus, we have a God. So I'm gonna pull out some character in the Bible we all know. And when we're talking about dreams, and so we're gonna mention some guy that we know fairly. So in our days, dream not really important. In the old days, dream is really important. Most people can interpret dream in the old days. Just like when Joseph told his dream to his father, to his brother. His brother already hated Joseph when he told his dream. They hated him more. Genesis chapter 37, when we read from verse 1 through verse 9, we know that. And the second dream, when he told the second dream, they even hated more. You know, when his father made him a coat of many colors, they hated him already. And he told his dream. The first dream, he told that like all the sheep fall down worship him. The second dream, like moon and stars started worshiping him. Told his daddy. They know that when he told them the dream, they interpret that dream exactly. They knew it. You know, are we gonna worship you too, Joseph? His dad, his mom, they knew exactly the moon and the star and the sun, they know exactly the sun gonna be his dad, the moon gonna be his mom. They understood the interpretation of the dream. But we in our days, we not even value the dream, therefore, God trying to speak to us in dream doesn't have any impact or doesn't have any weight on us. Let me turn into Job chapter 33. I mentioned this scripture so many times. Okay, I'm gonna open it again. It's a Bible in our Bible. Unless you don't believe in Bible, I'm gonna talk from the Word of God. If I'm talk our Bible, so maybe you don't believe it. This is in your Bible. You carry daily at least. I'm hoping. I know some of you do. Of course, some pastors, other of us do. But sometimes we forget it. I reminded you. I forget it too. So I'm talking to myself too. Don't be offended. Please. Okay, Job 33, verse 14 through 16. Okay, the least favorite in the Bible is Job to me. So I'm going to read it anyway. 33, 14 through 16. 14 through 16. 14 through 16. For God may speak one way or another way. I like King James this part. Let me go King James. Okay, let's go King James. More anointed in my that's what the Lord told me. Go by King James Version some. So I'm gonna go with King James Version. The King James Version. All right. King James Version reads. Okay, verse 14 through 16. For God speaketh once. Yea, twice, yet men perceive it not. Okay. And then in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep falls upon man, slumbering, and then he opened the ears of man, he sealed the instruction. So for us, like when we see in dream, for us, like we see pictures. But for God, he said, I speak to you. What? We see picture. He said, I speak to you. What? We see picture. He said, word. We see picture. He said, word. I speak to you. We see picture. We see, oh, I see this dream, that dream, that dream. He said, word, I speak to you. I speak to you. I speak to you. This, I speak to you, that. So we see picture. God said, I speak to you. So who's right? He's right. He speak to us, picture. So for us, we see picture, but God trying to. So therefore, King Nebuchadnezzar, he cannot understand when he God trying to speak to him. For him, that he see all kind of dreams, right? And he kind of call all the magician and astrologers and trying to interpret the dream. Nobody understood it. They called Daniel, right? Daniel understand it because Daniel, his covenant people can understand the spirit. The spirit, this is spirit language. Even this day, when the Jesus come, he's trying to talk to people. Jesus said, I speak to you their spirit, their life. And when Jesus touched people, they get healed. They don't understand. Jesus was speaking in spirit. And when Daniel interpreted, when spirit, Daniel understand the vision, the dream God has given him because by the spirit. And that's why Joseph, when Joseph was understanding in spirit, Joseph interpreted, Joseph understand the dreams because he meditated on it. So when God speaks to us, if we only see merely just the dream, so we miss it. We miss the word that God speaks to us. So, oh, I just had a dream last night, so we forget it. Okay, go with me. First King, this is one of classic examples. I will go back to Joseph. Joseph is the one I want to focus on. Joseph and also Jacob. I want to focus Joseph and Jacob. Let's go with me, First King, chapter 3, talking about King Solomon. This is one of classic examples. We can see that. First King, this for the time's sake, I just go, basically, God show up in a dream. 1 Kings chapter 3, I start verse 3. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. I'm going to go with New King James Version for the reading, so make it easy understanding. 1 Kings chapter 3, I'm starting verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. How you get dream? When you love the Lord, that's how the Lord speaks to you more. Okay, so Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3, the dream comes because multitude of business. When you carry all the burden, that's when the dream comes to you. So the dream comes basically, God trying to speak to us, sometimes we can't hear it. That's how he speaks to us in dream. So the best way God speaks to us by his word and by, because by dream is second and third, so speakly, secondary or third. Because first thing God wants to speak to us by his voice. So God speak to us by dream is not really good, so speak. Like me, I'm not sharp. When I hear in dream, I'm not happy, to be honest with you. But still better than nothing. Because if I can't hear him when he speak to me by dream, that means I'm gonna hear him by someone else rebuke me. If I can hear from someone who rebuke me, that means I'm so dark. So that's side note. That's side note. So if God use somebody else rebuke you, you still can't perceive it. That means too far from off track. So first thing, God speak to us once, we still can hear it. Second, still can hear it. And then God broke at the third by dream. So by dream, if we still can't hear it, we totally miss him. Okay, we totally miss him right here. God loves Solomon. Love attract God. Love God attract him. How, if you want God to speak to you, loving him is one of major attraction to God. Loving God is the way, the best way to go. When you see how Solomon fall, when he loved the world, that's how the fall started. Okay, Solomon loved the Lord, walking in statue of his father David. Except verse 3, and then by verse 4. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on the altar at the Gibeon. Verse 5, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give you? In a dream by night. And Solomon took it seriously. By this time, he didn't know that God would appear to him in a dream. Amazing. So he was having conversation, and Solomon said, you have showed great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit in his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant kind. For the time's sake, I skip your servant in the And your servant in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give your servant an understanding heart to judge your people. This I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours? So Solomon, so wise, he didn't ask for himself. He asked for the kingdom of God. So this is when God asks us, this is one of the tricks that we can ask God for. We can learn from this Solomon. When we ask God, don't ask for ourselves. We ask for his business. Don't ask for our business. This is I learned from Solomon. If we want something, don't ask for ourselves. We'll ask for something else. But concerning for his people, he will give it to us. So this is Solomon so wise when God asked, ask, I will give to you. So he's still talking. He thought that like God is appeared to him face to face. So notice Solomon never had relationship with God like his father David has. Only two times God appeared to him. The first time God gave him wisdom. The second time God gave him warning because he was about to betray, about to go far away from God. That two times only. And the third time God come rebuke him. I mean, the Bible said the third time that God rebuked him, only two times God appeared to him in dream. That's it. Solomon didn't have a relationship with God. So what my point is right here is when Solomon realized that verse 18, Solomon awoke and indeed it was been a dream. But this is I want you to notice. And Solomon realized it was a dream and he came to Jerusalem, stood before the Ark of Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offering. Okay, he stood before the Lord and offered up burnt offering and peace offering. Guess what? He responded to the word of God. Many of us, when we see dream, we never respond. Joseph, Mary, when he heard God spoke to him in a dream, he woke up, take Mary and the son, go to Egypt. He did immediately. He took his son, go to Egypt because Herod about to kill. When he told the son, Mary, take Mary as your wife because she was having a child with the Holy Spirit, he responded immediately. When Mary told him, I have a baby with Holy Spirit, I said, huh, tell me the truth, Mary. And then angel of the Lord come to him. What Mary says, correct, take her. And he responded. Okay. And then if he did not respond when angel of the Lord told him in a dream, Jesus would be done. We don't have a savior. The same thing with wise men. There are wise men that responded. But many of us this day, God speak to us in dream, in vision. God asked us to invest something. If we would invest, God told us in a dream, we would be rich men right now, rich women, rich men right now. We despise dream in our day. The Lord mentioned me, some of us right here. God spoke to us in dream, we don't invest. God wanted to invest. God showed me. So remind, don't let your dream die. Tonight, I want you to go back, ask the Lord what the dream that God showed you, whether you're calling, whether you had a dream that just like Joseph, I will want to show you Joseph has only two dreams because time take. You do your, go back, study your homework, Genesis chapter 37, and that's the two dreams that he has, okay? And he, chapter 39, when he sold to Egypt to Potiphar, God was with Joseph. How we know that God was Joseph? Because he lived there by that dream. He lived by the dream. We let our dream die. He never lived, let his dream die. He lived by the dream. He recognized. I'm sure his father told him, Jacob have encountered with God. Jacob have encountered with dream. Jacob, his father, lived by the dream. Remember, Jacob, the first time, Genesis chapter 28, when he was on the way to his uncle Laban, he encountered with God in the dream. He saw the ladder up and down, angel of the Lord. And then he anointed the rock, the pillow, the rock. He said, if you kept me alive, I would give 10% of my income. He went to Laban. And then Laban cheated him. 20 years cheated him. That were the 20 years cheated him. He got nothing. But Genesis chapter 31. Okay, let me open that. Oh, this is, I'm going to prophesy tonight. Oh, I feel it. I've never done prophesy. I'm going to prophesy over you tonight. Everything that you've been doing is not working, about to work tonight. Let me prophesy. I feel it, prophesy tonight. Genesis 31. Turn with me, Genesis 31. Genesis 31. Man, I feel so good. I'm about to prophesy. I never done this before. I'm about to prophesy. Somebody gonna get blessed. Somebody, all the year you've been working, it's not working. You've been working, somebody you've been cheating you. It's about to turn around. You're gonna get everything that enemy been stolen from you. I'm prophesying right now. You're gonna get back more than 100 times. Somebody say amen. Somebody write amen over there. If you don't write amen, you don't get it. I'm serious. I'm pure Holy Spirit right now saying. You better say amen somewhere. You write in your book. Otherwise, you don't get it. You don't believe I can prophesy. You watch and see my word will not fall to the ground. Genesis 31 from starting verse 10. You better believe, Brother Jeff. You don't know me yet. You about to know Brother Jeff. You better believe what I say will come to pass. You better believe that I'm stepping to my calling. I am about stepping prophetic calling, brother. You better believe me. You better believe me. You better believe me. Tonight is the first night prophecy. I'm going to speak prophecy. It come to pass at the time that when the flock conceived, that he lift up his eyes. He saw a dream, and behold, he lift up the flock. He lift up the flock and saw a streak. This is a prophetic dream that God has given to Jacob. He become rich after that. But he toiled 20 days, 20 years of toiling. All he got is his children. All that you've been toiling for 20 years, today is over. Today's over, if you believe. Today's over. All the year that you've been toiling, the Lord said, today's over. God going to give you a prophetic dream, how you're going to do it, how going to invest it. You better invest. Whatever the amount that you have, you're going to invest it. God wants you to invest something that God is going to show you. Prophetic dream, prophetic instruction God is going to give you. Do not stop it. Do it. Whatever God show you, do it. Whatever the dream, whatever God will speak to you, do not delay. Because time about to take place. It about to be quick. Do not delay. Because harvest is coming. Just like Jacob, he's been working 20 years, got nothing. I'm about to get mine. I'm about to become something soon. I'm telling you, God showed me already. I have done my part. I'm telling you, God showed me something. I'm not talking about you guys. I got my part. I do my part. If God showed me something, he talked to me, I do. All right. 20 years toiling, got nothing. Beside his wife, beside children, beside suffering, beside cheating, 10 times, 20 times cheating. All right. One moment in prophetic instruction, God gave it. That's all we need. Okay, go back, Joseph. What Joseph got? Joseph never discouraged. If we're discouraged, we fall into the trap of enemy. Do not discourage. Endure. Do not weary in well doing. In due season, we will reap if we fail not. Prophetic. I'm speaking prophetically tonight. The harvest coming greater, everything that they will be stolen from. Joseph focused on his dream. He never focused on his situation. He never ever focused on his situation because he saw his God greater than anything. When opportunity come, when Pharaoh heard about his gift can interpret the dream, he said, Pharaoh, don't worry. When the two officers come to the prison, he said, it's not. Let me turn into Genesis chapter 41, verse 8. What Joseph, how he gets so confident. Even this day, even Daniel cannot have understand dream the level that Joseph has. Genesis 41, verse 8, when he told the two officers while they were in prison. Genesis 40, verse 8. This is Joseph's response. They said to him, we each have had dream. There's no interpreter of it. Joseph said to them, do not interpretation belong to God? He's so confident. He knows that his God is with him. Sometimes we fail to realize that God is not with us. Sometimes we fail to realize, I'm talking about myself. Sometimes we fail to realize that, where are you, God? Don't you see the injustice? Don't you see the people cheat them? Don't you see the people of the world that prosper? I'm your son. I'm your daughter. sickness and all kind of care, all kind of challenges I'm facing, God see it all. God want us to be like Joseph. Joseph never discouraged. In the prison, when he sees some people discouraged, why are you discouraged today? Why are you so sad? What are you supposed to be in prison? He said, why are you so sad today? He was asking people sad in prison because his presence is so happy because he know God is with him. And then when he interpreted the dream and later when the Pharaoh has dream and this guy, remember, 2 years later, he remembered the dream and they brought he said, oh, my fault this day. Nobody interpreted the dream to dream. That's Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41. And the butler remember he dream. He said to Pharaoh, he said, Pharaoh, my fault this day. The young boy Hebrew, he can interpret the dream. And my fault this day. And then Pharaoh said, bring him here. And chapter 41. And then verse 15. Let it go to verse 15. Genesis chapter 41, verse 15. 41, 15, 41, 15. This is Pharaoh said to him. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream and there is no one who can interpret. So basically he asked all his musicians, astrologers, no one in the land of Egypt can answer. But I have heard it said of you that you can understand a dream and to interpret. But Joseph answered Pharaoh said, saying, it is not in me. See that? Oh, love Joseph, so humble man. He's so humble man, but so confident. Look at it. He said, watch it. But God will give Pharaoh answer of peace. Man, he's so humble and so confident. Therefore, cast not your confidence, which has great recompense. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. He's so confident in the Lord. We see this. So how he gets so confident? Because he meditates on the Lord. He has relationship with the Lord. Just like David has relationship with the Lord. Has relationship with the Lord, just like David. And then he interpret the dream. And I love when when he interpret the dream and he give guidance to Pharaoh. How so much wisdom? Because he meditate. He give instruction to Pharaoh. When we read from verse 37, let's go from verse 37. Oh man, he gave instruction crazy from verse 37. Because time sake, so the advice was good. Let's read from, he gave the instruction to the Pharaoh. I love when Pharaoh responded. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servant, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, in as much as God has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning, as wise as you. Basically, God gave to Joseph just as God has given Solomon, a discerning heart, as wise, as wise, a discerning heart. Okay? You shall be over my house, over my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne, I will be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. To me, he's like a king. How he get this wisdom? By meditating the dream that he have, two dreams, and recognizing he is a covenant. He is covenant with God. Because it's the seed of Abraham. He who believe is the children of Abraham, right? Galatians chapter 3, I believe, verse 9. Start from verse 7, verse 9. So we are the children of God. We are supposed to believe in God. So we see when we meditate on our dream, on vision that God has given us, God impart to us the vision that we God given us, impart wisdom to us. Impartation take place while we meditate on it. Importation. So when we neglect the dream, the vision God given us, therefore there is no vision, people perish. We neglect a vision, we perish. There's something that God spoke to me more than 10, 13 years ago. I still meditate this day. I believe one day will come to pass. I keep meditating. I don't care how long it's going to take. It's okay. This is how keep our our life. We keep our life stronger in the Lord. Relationship will keep us strong in the Lord. Because how we know Joseph got wisdom, because by meditating, I believe by meditating. And go to Psalm 105, verse 22. Let's see, 105, 22. We see the how, because of discerning heart he has, and wise and discerning heart, even Pharaoh recognized that. And Pharaoh just trusted him. Oh, what a great discernment the Pharaoh has. Only saw him a little bit moment. He able to recognize the wisdom that Joseph has. 105, verse, start from verse 20. Let's go from verse 20 to the 21, 22. 105, Psalm 105. Man. Start from verse 20. Okay. Let's start from verse 20, 21. The king sent him to release him, talking about Joseph. The ruler of people let him go free. He made him Lord. Basically, Pharaoh made him Lord over his house, the ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure, teach his senator wisdom. Man, teach his senator wisdom. He never go to Harvard University. How he got so much wisdom? By the Spirit of the living God. The same Holy Spirit with him, so we have with us and in us, so by meditating the vision, the dream that God has given him, so we can have the same power, the same Holy Spirit with him in us. So if we meditate something that God has given us, we have more sure word, we have the whole Bible with us, we have the Spirit with us, God speak to us, please do not neglect, do not let our dream die. I encourage you, brothers, sisters, tonight, do not let our dream die. I'm sure God can speak to you, to me, or every one of us here. Every one of us, God been speaking to us, dream. DJ, oh, I just had a dream last night. Don't worry, just dream. No. Don't neglect your dreams, please. I have God spoke to me, warning your dream. Grandma would be gone home today if we don't respond to dream. I'm sure if Solomon did not respond to the dream, he would not have the wisdom that we all talk about today. I'm sure Joseph would not have written all the Bible we have today if he did not meditate on the dream God gave him. If he didn't pay attention, if he didn't live the dream that God has given him, I'm sure. Only two dreams he has. Not much. Two dreams he has. I'm sure God given us more than two dreams. I'm sure. Because we don't pay attention. God spoke to me more than two dreams. But the same meaning. Because I forget it. I don't pay attention. I'm sure God speak to you too. But today, please, sometime prophetic dream. Just like Jacob. Jacob, God only, not only speak to me. In dream, God can speak to us. Stop enemy come against us. I can prove to you in scripture. You say, where is written? I'm glad you asked. Go with me. Genesis chapter 20. Genesis chapter 20. Amazing. God can stop enemy come against us. When we didn't understand, when we don't know what's going on around us. Genesis, because we are children of God, brothers and sisters. Serious, this thing is serious. God can use dreams to prevent something against us if we really, really depend on God. Look at Genesis chapter 20. This is talking about King Abimelech when Abraham was lying to Sarah. Oh, when he goes somewhere, this is, by this time Sarah was 89. I believe by this time, after God met chapter 18, where God was having fellowship with Abraham, they were eating good meal. Three of them appeared in a cool evening, not really cool. So we just assume the cool evening in the tent under the the shade of the tree. Okay, chapter 20, Genesis 20. Let's start reading. And Abraham children from there and go to south. And dwell between Kadesh and Shur, and stay there in Gerar. Now Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, and she is my sister, and Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, remember, okay? And said to him, indeed, you are a dead man. How about that? Trying to stop, okay? A dead man, because woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife. And Abimelech had not come near her and said, Lord, will you slay a righteous nation? Did he not say to me, she is my sister, Abraham told Abimelech, right? And she even herself said, he is my brother in the integrity of my heart and in the innocent of my hands, I have done this. And God said to him in a dream, God still reminded in a dream, yes, I know that you did this in integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, did not let you touch her. Now, therefore, restore her, the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. But if you do not restore her, oh man, this is scary, for know that you shall surely die. Boy, this is scary, man. How many people God stop us, speak to them in a dream? We don't realize it. See how protecting God loves us. I have it. I'm sure God. How about talking about Laban? Laban, chapter, I believe chapter. This is crazy, huh? This is kind of crazy. I believe Laban chapter 31, verse 24. 31, Genesis 31, 24. This is when Laban pursuing Jacob was leaving him in a dream also. Right? Good, right? The Lord is good, huh? You see how God is a good God. We serve an amazing God. He can speak to our enemy in dream and enemy would terrify. Genesis 31, verse 24. This talk about Laban. Genesis 31, verse 24. Okay, this is the Lord commanded Laban. But God had come to Laban, Syrian, in a dream by night and said to him, be careful that you speak to Jacob, neither good or bad. That was terrifying. You see, oh God, he's an amazing God we serve. Sometimes we don't see our God that way. We don't see our God. So brothers and sisters, I encourage you, whatever God been speaking to you in dream and vision, don't let our dream die. Act on your dreams God been speaking to you. Act on the dream that God been giving to you. Act on it, or nurture. Let your dream alive. Pray over it, just like Joseph, meditate on it. You may be like Moses, 80. You may be like working like 20 years, look like nothing going on. It's all coming. Just keep pressing on. Just keep praying. Just believe it. Maybe you forget it. Lord reminded me. From today, I want to make a commitment. I want to trust that you have been speaking to me. You may forget it. Lord reminded me. Holy Spirit, bring forth. We see dream, but God say word. I speak to you word. I speak to you. Speak to me word. I speak to you. Because speak to us once, we forget it. Twice, we forget it. We don't perceive it. We don't pay attention. Because he loved us so much. And then when deep sleep, he sealed the instruction. Just like he spoke to prophetically to Jacob to rescue him from poverty, from hardship, from cheating, sister. So the Lord's been speaking to me about something, investment. I did. Because I know, Lord showed me something like you cannot make rich by two hands. You got to do something. I said, Lord, show me. I did. I'm saying, okay, I'll do it. Whatever God showed me, I do. So we got to do something the Lord showed us because he said, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, to benefit us. I believe that in Isaiah 48, verse 17. Isaiah 48, 17. Let me double check. So I don't want to give you wrong address and then say, I didn't find it in my Bible. Maybe in only in your Bible. Let me double check. So I don't give you wrong address. Isaiah 48, 17. Let me double check on that. 48:17. That was correct. That was correct. Praise God. Okay. Thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, Holy One, is I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit. who lead the way you should go. So the Lord gonna lead it the way we should go. It's not the way that gonna harm us, gonna discourage us. He always lead us the way. He speak to us peace. So I hope the message tonight encouraging us. I hope message tonight challenge us. So because the time we're living is the time gonna be a lot going on, a lot of good things gonna happen. And we need to prepare. We need to prepare spiritually. We need to prepare because a good thing gonna happen to body in Christ. We need to position ourselves in order to receive something that heaven gonna bring to earth. I really feel that the church gonna be receiving some, I believe the church gonna be cleansing the church. I feel that the church, if people is not ready, I think gonna be, God gonna bring right people in a position of leadership, position in authority. Right people. So I pray that everyone open to the thing of the kingdom of God, to the thing that God about to bring to his children. God want to bring us the thing that as a children of God, he want us to receive, the Father want us, but we have to be ready. In order to receive, we have to be ready. Like Joseph, we have to be trained the kingdom of God. God cannot give us if we are not prepared. I want to say that we have to prepare. We were not faithful in small things. We were not faithful in bigger things. We got to be prepared for small things. So many people said, oh, I'm ready for wealth transfer. Wealth transfer will not take place everybody. You can say all day long, but if you're not faithful in small things, the small thing is your money. If you're not faithful in small money, you will not faithful big money. You will not handle the glory. The glory will destroy people's life. The glory will destroy a person's life. You have to be faithful in small things before God give you a bigger thing. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Jed. What an awesome message. Will you close close out with prayer, Jed? And then after we finish the video tape, and then before we close out, we'll see if there's any questions or any individual prayer. So right now, do a corporate prayer.
Okay, sure. Father, we thank you, Lord, tonight. I pray that you seal the word. I pray that you, Holy Spirit, you remind your people, your mind, Father, you remind your children. The thing that you've been speaking to them, ignite that, bring back their dream, the vision that you give your people. Father, you give to your children, Lord. Bring your dream, your vision alive, Father. Let not your dream vision die. Father, you promised that the Holy Spirit come, you bring back all remembrance that you've been speaking to them. I thank you, Father, tonight. Even tonight when they go back to bed, even dream, even Daniel, the dream of the king that already lost. When Daniel asks you, you still can bring to Daniel the vision that you had given King Nebuchadnezzar. You can do the same to my brothers and sisters tonight. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.